Hallelujah. Somebody said the highest praises. Hallelujah. There's something releasing about being able to just say hallelujah. Won't you try a little bit? Hallelujah. Get cute with it. Hallelujah. Doesn't it feel good? That's the kind of God that we serve, a God that's worthy of all praise. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? God, we thank you for just being God and God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, for being the author and finisher of this, your program. Lord, lead and direct everything that takes place on today. Bless the word that come forth in your song and your prayers to your preached word. Anoint your word afresh, Lord Jesus. Allow the man of God that's going to stand before you and proclaim your word. Give him a word from on high. We thank you right now and in advance. Lord, bless us so much that when we go from this place, we'll go on fire, number one, but go telling a dying world that because you live, they can live also. Everyone has come here on this occasion for a reason. Lord, we don't know the reason, but we know that you know. And we know that you have something for everybody here. So we pray right now that you open up our eyes that we can see, our ears that we can hear, our hearts that we can understand, so we receive exactly what you have in store for us individually and collectively. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Come, let us adore him. At this time, we will have our scripture lesson by our own Reverend Polk. Receive him as he comes.
let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord has been good. Not only has he been good, he is good right now. And somebody need to tell the Lord thank you. Woke you up this morning. He didn't have to do it. But he's being such a merciful and gracious God. He touched us this morning with a finger of love and woke us up. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Our scripture will be coming from Luke, the 9th chapter, the 23rd down to the 27th. Do we have it?
Amen.
Amen. And this is what the Word of God says, not what Reverend Pope is saying. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. That's all right, isn't it?
It's all right. It's all right.
For what is a man advantage if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me, of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there'll be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And if you also, the 57 and 62 verse, and it says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way of certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my Father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. From whom all blessings flow. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Yes, sir.
And may we treasure it in our heart and try to live it in our everyday life.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Amen. Amen.